This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Curtis Bousma, Vice President of Producer Services for High Ground Dairy in Visalia, California. Curtis, a lot of eyes are on dairy product demand right now as the spring flush begins. Exports are strong due to globally low U.S. prices, but are suspect due to the Trump tariff tit-for-tat and the falling U.S. dollar. We got a look at February and USDA's latest dairy supply and utilization report. What were the takeaways?
When we look at the four core dairy commodities that make up pretty much all of milk pricing and everything that goes into your milk check, I mean, we're talking cheese, butter, dry whey, and non-fat. On the dry whey and non-fat, those are the two ones, since we do export a pretty significant amount of what we produce, they're more of an area of concern. But from a pricing perspective, we are the most competitive globally right now for cheese and butter. So you would expect to see exports pick up. However, we don't necessarily have all of the channels set up, whether that's due to just the spec of whatever we make or lack of demand for specific things to move cheese and butter internationally. But yeah, looking at the supply and utilization report here, we have been kind of facing some headwinds in terms of domestic demand, which is typically the big carrier for both cheese and butter. So with that, that has been a little bit of a challenge for cheese. Butter domestic demand still holding in relatively steady. But again, I think the thing that's going to really move the price one way or the other is going to be that export demand. And right now that's quite questionable given everything that's going on.
We're also going to see an increased amount of product being produced as milk is coming on strong. There's additional cheese making capacity online right now. That doesn't bode well ahead.
Yeah, it definitely creates some challenges. I think you could make the case that a lot of these newer cheese plants were built to also tap into the whey supply chain there. The demand for these higher protein whey derivatives has been seemingly insatiable, but a pretty good segment of that demand is, you know, international. And if we're unable to send the product to other places because of tariffs or other trade concerns, then that definitely puts a dent in that. But I think it's all important to kind of think of this in terms of timelines too, because a lot of these plants that have come online, initially, they're not manufacturing the higher value whey products. They're kind of starting with a baseline of making commodity grade dry whey, which has obviously been kind of slumping that market. We've seen over the last handful of months a lot of downward pressure there. So we could start to see some of that stuff come together over time, but it's about the timeline of when these things can actually move is always a lot slower than you want it to be.
Thank you. Curtis Bousma, Vice President of Producer Services for High Ground Dairy in Visalia, California.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Failure is uncomfortable, even downright painful sometimes. As a result, it is often looked upon as something to be avoided at all costs. The truth is, failures can provide an abundance of opportunities, even miracles.
Step one is acknowledging the mistake. Accept your responsibility in the failure.
Step two is, what do I need to do differently so that this never happens again? Step three is to make the adjustment. Sometimes a simple change, and sometimes it may require altering a habit.
Step four is to move on. Mistakes happen to everyone. Apply these four steps and harvest your miracles.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com. More on USDA's April outlook on dairy products.
We reduced our import forecast, so that's lower butter imports. And then skim solids basis exports, we lowered by 3 billion pounds, and that's primarily lower exports of whey and non-fat dry milk, recognizing that China is a big market for whey from the U.S., and there are retaliatory tariffs in place. And with those lower exports, we have higher domestic availability of those products on a skim solids basis.
That's World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski, and I'm Bill Baker. Dairy Radio Now.